You're listening to SBS News.
The Omicron outbreak has seen Australians turn to online health services in big numbers, with one third of all consultations now delivered via telehealth. Clinical counsellor Safa Hakim offers counselling in Arabic and five dialects, which she says enables better counselling sessions. She says some of her clients have struggled when seeing health professionals who have to use interpreters.
They came to me after being referred to an English-speaking practitioner, mental health practitioner. They came to me and they said they didn't know what was happening in the room. They didn't understand. They didn't know what was getting interpreted in between the process. So they don't know. How would they know if the practitioner is getting the right message or not?
Dr. Sylvia Pfeiffer migrated to Australia from Germany, and she felt compelled to find a doctor who spoke German, even though she was fluent in English.
Migrant communities have a risk when they try and see their doctor and they don't speak the language. They can't express what issues they're facing. They can't be understood, so the doctor doesn't really know what is going on with them. And so they'll get mistreated, they might not be in the right place, in hospital, they might not get the right treatment. So all sorts of negative effects might happen if a migrant can't express what's happening to them.
Dr. Pfeiffer co-founded telehealth platform CoView, which has delivered more than 6 million online consultations since the onset of the pandemic. She says the platform now delivers 20,000 daily consultations and offers interpreter services in up to 300 languages.
CoView is the video telehealth platform where the patient and the clinician meet, and EasySpeak manages a set of interpreters. And we've created a technical integration so that the clinician can click on a button in the video call and one of the interpreters with the right language for that patient will just come into the call and be a third person in the call.
While these options have helped meet some of the increased demand during the pandemic, there are fears that some migrants are still missing out. Melbourne-based counsellor Muraday Selvi says some of her older migrant clients struggle with technology.
There's an expectation that if somebody's holding a smartphone, they actually know how to access whether it's apps or whether it's some of the very specific features. So there is an assumption that all this information is out there. There are wonderful apps that are out there, but a lot of people, they have a smartphone, but they do not have access to the internet. They do not know how to access apps whatsoever.
Greg Diet, SBS News.